In the discussions of samadhi in the suttas, those discussions rely often on imagery to convey what samadhi is. The commentaries too rely on images. And I'll offer you some of these images to see if something you can relate to or support you. And different images work at different, with different kinds of samadhi, different levels of it. One image is that of bird taking off into flight. Some effort is needed first in pushing off with the wings, but then catching the updraft and soaring, being carried by the air, flapping and then being carried. Maybe a little bit like the scooter. And sometimes samadhi can have the feeling of soaring or surfing, catching the wave or catching the updraft, gliding. On our experience. Another image is that of soaking in water. In soaking in water that is comforting. In today's climate, it might be in a warm bath. And the whole body, the whole being, permeated, soaked, bathed, kind of a cozy feeling, very intimate and close, kind of connected to the body here. And in the imagery they used for the soaking, the imagery also implies a kind of what's being soaked the most is our goodness, what's good in us. Nourished, fed, supported. And the last image I'll offer is that of a person who has come out of a refreshing bath and now clean and renewed and clear. And again, feeling the body, the kind of physical feeling of being cleansed or clean. And then being wrapped, fully wrapped in a clean white sheet, cozy, connected, safe, again very intimate, sense of purity, I think of it as a little bit like as a child taking the sheets and putting them over the table and making a tent. And inside the sheet, inside this little house of sheets, it's away from the world and peaceful and safe. Beautiful light shines through the white sheet. White light that kind of feels very still. Still place. safe place. Again, this feeling of intimacy or being somewhat happily apart from the world around us, but cozy, connected, clean here. So then to offer a little guided meditation here at the start. There is a form of awareness which doesn't require you to do anything. It's an awareness which just is. A knowing which just is. It's not an effort or to know. And maybe there's no choice in what you're aware of, even this kind of knowing. A sound arises and it arises without any effort on your part, choice. Sensation arises and it's just there without any bidding. Sometimes there's an idea that this kind of the effort, the awareness which just is, has the qualities of space. Space is not disturbed by the objects that are in it. Awareness doesn't have to be disturbed by what it knows. Space has a kind of stillness in it, a kind of stillness that's around us. And the awareness that doesn't require any effort, perhaps you can sense a kind of stillness there. Mindfulness, attention can be used to know what to let go of, or how to let go back into stillness, awareness. And if you allow your concentric circles of samadhi to be as wide as possible, what do you have to accept so that you can be at peace with what is now? Or more peaceful, what do you have to accept so there's no struggle? What do you have to include so that awareness can be larger than anything that troubles you? And allowing for a very wide horizon circle of awareness. Is there some place at the center of it all that you can rest? The bottom of the bowl, a place where awareness or attention or where you can come to stillness, or come to being grounded, being centered. Perhaps as you're exhaling, to settle in to the center of it all. All things can be, but you settle into the center. Perhaps a center that feels, it's in your body, that feels embodied, connected. Here. Letting go of things that are on the periphery, so you can let go into the intimacy, the closeness of the center of awareness, wherever that might be within you, maybe with the breathing, or a sense of stability or stillness within, or place of warmth. The place of being, of soaking. Or beings. Comfortable and clean and safe with your clean blanket sheet around you. So close, so inward, so here. So that the mind can be allowed to become stiller and quieter. Without much effort. Kind of like helping the mind become quiet, as if you're listening to a sound far away, listening to music, or letting the mind become quiet, not in a forced way, but a way that lets it get still and quiet, settled, for a deeper intimacy, to that inner world which has very little to do with thoughts. Thoughts don't necessarily stop, but they become weaker, thinner, more peripheral here. Letting go into the word samadhi begins with a prefix sam, meaning with. And perhaps the sense of with can be a guiding word for today. To be with your experience. To be with your body and your experience. Whatever your aware of, being mindful of, or focused on in your practice, perhaps there can be a sense of being with it, connected, engaged, present, intimate. And the alternative, the opposite of being with, is thinking too much, thinking about, analyzing, judging, being in your thoughts. And that's more about being thinking about something, living in the world of aboutness, somewhat removed and maybe abstract, or it's possible to feel a little bit the ways and difference between being connected and not connected, present and not present, with and not with. When you're walking down the steps from this hall to the first floor, being with your walking, with yourself as you walk, not separated from your experience by thinking about something else. If you go and get tea from the, be with the cup, be with the handle of the samovar. be with the hand that pushes the handle down. Be with the hand that feels the growing weight of the cup as it fills with water. When you sit down at the dining room chairs, first be with the sitting. Be with the chair. Be there with the table. Make sure when you start, when you're ready to start eating, to be with the eating, with the food. And notice when you're not with, and what that's like. The Sangha service that you do in the morning, the hope is that by now you've become the master of your task. You know where your tools are and what needs to be done. And so now it might be possible to explore or practice that work as a real mindfulness practice, concentration practice, as a with practice. Be really with the work, noticing if you start thinking or comparing or fear of failure or what people think of you, or how it takes you away, disconnects you from being with. Being with your experience. Being with the present moment. So we did not schedule practice discussion today, so that you could have the whole kind of place can be quieter and kind of pointing to being with the practice fully in yourself. However, if a few of you feel it's important to have a meeting today, I did put up a sheet on the door with 5 sign-up sheets, 5 sign-up spots to meet with me this morning. So if you really feel a need or feel like it's important, you're welcome to. But otherwise, I hope that you take this day to be with the day, with yourself, with the practice, with your steps as you walk, with your breaths as you breathe. The samadhi of being with. And then we have, one announcement besides telling you the heat's back on. And that is today is this turnover switching day for managers. So Richard and Shelley are no longer the managers. And now it's Nikki and Bev. And so at night they'll be the emergency contact people. Something comes up in the middle of the night. But they're in a different room than Shelley and Richard, so don't go knock on Richard and Shelley's door. They're in room one, in the suite, room 110. So it's kind of on the opposite side of that downstairs. It's the first door as you come to the hallway. The opposite the hallway going to room 101, just around the corner from the community hall. Actually, the rooms that are closest to the community hall. And some of you are sitting here now quietly with your eyes closed, and you don't have to open your eyes at all if you don't want to. But Bev and Nikki are going to stand in case you don't know what they look like, so you know who they are. I hope that you enjoy your day. Thank you.